This is a BBC podcast. You can get all our podcasts and our terms of use at bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
The deadliest mass shooting in modern American history.
We have a ballpark figure on fatalities. It's at least 20 fatalities.
The man responsible was a student on the campus where he struck, living among his future victims.
Police speckle campus lawns, their cars parked ostentatiously, illegally, public exhibits in an open-air museum of broken hearts. Their gunmetal charm sets me on edge. The ones in plain clothes stand out even more. Their inconspicuous intent is itself conspicuous. I'm Fred DeGar, and I teach here at Virginia Tech in the English department. This is my fifth year, but during my fourth year, on April the 16th, I was in my office as usual, and there was a siren that loudly proclaimed we should all evacuate the building, by which time we all knew that at least 20 people had been shot dead. Bless them for their crude cover of us in our raw state. We believe in nothing but slowness when in the open. For the sun, as it slips cloud cover, startles with its glare. And no man, woman or child, looks quite so lost as when left to idle before an impromptu memorial, by an impulse that stays one step ahead of thinking. What am I thinking when I catch myself in its stasis? That love's cloak keeps us warm in the crisis. Well, this is Virginia Tech. We've just come down the main road leading into campus. We've come under the bridge, which is the main bridge leading over the main road, and now we're facing the drill field, which students cross several times a day to go to dining hall or from their dormitories to lecture theatres. You always have to cross the drill field to get to one place or the other. But it's always a place with lots of footsteps, making tracks, heading somewhere purposefully. As we are now, about to go under the bridge. When I came here to teach, among our first students were Tim Lockridge and Ennis McCreary. Both poets, one from Indiana, as Tim Lockridge is, and Ennis McCreary is local, she grew up here. So we all as poets, in different ways, since I'd lost a student, Tim Lockridge had taught that day, Ennis was involved with the relatives. We all had a very close association with April 16th, and as poets we were able to do some of the work of filtering them.
So my name is Tim Lockridge. I'm a graduate student here at Virginia Tech. I am pursuing my Master's of Fine Arts in Creative Writing. A student had been preparing for this event for quite some time, collecting guns and ammunition, went into a dorm room, shot somebody, went back to his room, collected more materials, and then walked into Norris Hall, which is not far from here, a few buildings down from where we're sitting right now, and unloaded an incredible number of rounds into multiple classrooms and ultimately killed 32 students and himself and injured many more. This is the first poem that I wrote after it happened, and it's compelling to me as a writer to look backward at that first response and say, like, wow, these were the first words cobbled together. Were promises stashed in a well without rope and bucket unreturned. This means the movement of limbs is an unfinished flurry. This means you built a cinder circle around your love while the maple trees sagged through drought. There never was a mountain range. Only morning mingled with scars and your words like bottle rockets. Your words ignite. Your words sear and smoke.
My name is Ennis McCreary, and I was born in Blacksburg, one of the few people here who is considered a native. And we're coming up to Norris Hall, which is really a building that I think many of us pass every day and never really noticed before. But since the events of April 16th, we all look at it a little bit differently. I think we all at least slow down a little bit as we walk past, if we don't stop altogether, and just think about what happened there. And if you look, the second story windows are where many of the students jumped out. For me, when I walk by, I try to imagine what was going through their minds.
What went on during that incident certainly caused tremendous chaos and panic. Victims were found in at least four classrooms, as well as a stairwell. The gunman was discovered among several of the victims in one of the classrooms. He had taken his own life.
Two handguns and more than enough ammo. All quiet as he pauses to reload and restart. His methodical walk up and down the rows. People I talk to, people I see all the time around campus, lying on the floor behind desks. He aims at them and fires again and again. My opposing army of music and dance sounds like the equivalent of placing flowers and rifle barrels and chanting cross-legged. He left me his acts, and I bring all my past to bear on what he did as a way to cope with the fact that I too am left tasting sour. I summon my army to occupy this space. Horns, strings, voice, drum, and bass. With Cho, who was the shooter, he's now firmly one of the dead. Before April last year, there were a couple of sessions that I had with him. There was no way to spot whether he was psychotic or going through something. It was too early as well. It was a long time before the April event, so whatever happened when I saw him may well have become much more manifest by the time he did what he did. As a parent, I immediately thought of the parents having to collect their children who were killed here, who were entrusted to our care as teachers. That's why it took so long to forgive him, is because he'd done something that would require parents collecting dead. And that was a hard, hard thing to think about, and then to get to a point of saying, okay, Cho, you are one of those victims too. Rest in peace.
2 days later, I was called and asked if I would be a family liaison. And that was when I arrived at the inn and was immediately told to go to the room where all the grieving parents were being held. And at this point, we did know the names of the dead, although they had not all been identified. And so the parents were in the room going through the process of giving information to have their children identified and just begging to take them home. That's a moment that I will carry with me forever. I try to walk into the room full of grieving parents, but I can't get past the door. I've forgotten the declensions of grief and can't find a translator. And memory is no skeleton key inside the door, now strange and distant as Babylon. In the months since, some form of molecular musical chairs has turned the oak plank into a force field, a magnet to which my body is as attractive as cotton. If gravity were horizontal, I am Newton's third law. I tell a friend about the dreams where I'm standing at the door topless, a slim volume of Emily Dickinson held to my chest. He asks why I want to walk back into that room. He says, a closed door means an open window. I hear, jump.
Walk humbly, son. Walk humbly now. And cherish every step. For a life well spent. On this earth we're lent. Will be marked by the void you have left.
It was an incredible an unforgettable image. Ambulances, as far as I could see, ambulances down one road leading all the way down another road. I have no idea where all these ambulances came from. And all along the perimeter of these ambulances and the edge of campus were police officers from all different counties, from almost, it seemed like, anywhere they could come here holding large rifles.
I came in the next day to work, and then classes were canceled. So I called my mom. I told her what class it was, a Caribbean class. She said, well, if it's a Caribbean class, why don't I come down and make a breakfast for you? So we met the following Tuesday, and we had a meal. And the greatest thing that week was to break the bread and eat it with students who would be in the class and toast to Erin's health and remember her. My mom cooked soul food for my final class, fried plantains, cow tail in a stew of catsup, boiled dumplings, sliced pineapple, and mango juice for our first meeting after the cancelled week. One student arrived at a bouquet for my mother. Everyone heaped a Pirates of the Caribbean paper plate for this breakfast, minus one of our number, gone for good. We ate as if on the heels of a Ramadan squeezed into a week of nil by mouth, ears and eyes. My mum flew into Blacksburg for this offering. She rose before the birds and I helped by peeling exotica and washing up to keep the kitchen clear. At 9 a.m. we breezed into my Caribbean class and served up honeydew with plates of paradise.
Will you walk humbly, son?
All right, so we are walking into Hokey Grill. In here, we have a number of delightful establishments, very familiar to students. They can pizza, chicken sandwiches, coffee, desserts.
My belief is that if you write at a site of trauma, it equals growth of some kind and challenge of some kind. So none of my books will be called Happiness. Can't do it. Not because I'm miserable, but because I think unless your nervous system is shaken up in some way, what comes out will really hardly ever impact anybody else because most of us are struggling with articulacy and with some real needs in the world. So for me, an historical trauma, if it's Jonestown, where all those Americans died in Guyana, or slavery, we know that they're all sites of trauma where as a writer you go to test your ethical system. What I didn't expect was for that system to come knocking on my door saying, you want to be tested? Here. Try this for size.
Now, as we come here to the memorial to the victims, it's really important to know how this came about. The day of the shootings, a group of students actually went to a building site and stole 32 Hokey stones and put them out here in a semicircle, as these more permanent stones are now. And immediately, people began to bring personal items, flowers, notes. It was amazing. And what was even more touching to me was that someone brought a 33rd stone and put it there for Cho. If you look, these are also in Hokey stone, but each of the victims' names has been carved in the top. And then in the middle area, up top, there's a smaller walkway that says, "We are Virginia Tech, we will prevail." And those are the words spoken by Nikki Giovanni at the convocation that was held the day after the shootings.
We are Virginia Tech. The Hokie Nation embraces our own and reaches out with open heart and hand to those who offer their hearts and minds. We are strong and brave and innocent and unafraid. We are better than we think and not quite what we want to be. We are alive to the imagination and the possibility. We will continue to invent the future. Through our blood and tears, through all this sadness, we are the Hokies. We will prevail. We will prevail. We will prevail. We are Virginia Tech.
We went to the huge stands here where the football games are played, and the capacity is 60,000, so it was huge. And we all got together for this celebration. And the Dave Matthews Band and Peter Mayer and other people played. And it turned from a very morose initial beginning to this big reaffirmation of joy de vivre, you know. Twist, shout, swing left, dip right. Tell the DJ don't stop unless he wants a riot on his hands. This is serious. This is disco. Dance till you drop. Sweat like peas. We cleared the room of desks and chairs and left it empty for this wall of speakers and two turntables and strobe lights so strong they might induce epilepsy. There's no time to think this through. There's a gaping wound. Only the vibes can stitch up and music close and keep sealed against the pictures of the fallen, lying in postures of the grave and sullen.
We're in Castle Coliseum, which is the home of our men's and women's basketball teams. And we're here tonight for a men's basketball game against Boston College, which is one of our big rivals. Pretty soon, 10,000 people will fill this building, and it can be incredibly loud. It's very exciting. The energy is terrific, and everyone will be on their feet when the players come out on the floor. It's a very exciting time.
This piece, it's thinking about those initial days afterwards where you're trying to push on with your life and the inherent guilt in that, because there are people who are grieving, there are people who are dead, there are people who have lost sons and daughters and brothers and sisters. And of course, in the middle of all that, there's love. So this is called Did You Know We Made Love Through the Worst of It? When I think about tragedy, I think about you and me working through the shell of the morning's gunshot symphony. How we sidestepped that tired orchard of evening and instead found the riverbank's arms like denial, like the last hinge holding closed the box built of claws. How the water felt more like gauze than cotton, and you left your clothes in the weeds and fell into an envelope of night. Soon the surface will still, you said, and will bathe in sky, in midnight's beautiful bullet holes. I could only consider the current, the light like errant brushstrokes, like something misplaced, and you, the coda, the clef, the error, framed in forever.
I went into this man's home, a young man, he was a graduate student, and packed his things. And when I walked into his apartment, I was really struck by the unfinished business there, clearances. What were you thinking about when you shut the door behind you this morning? Bed unmade, groceries from last night, taco shells, Gatorade, still in bags on the kitchen floor. Laundry basket overfilled with soured shirts, guitar case open like a mouth. What would you think of me here, uninvited guest, stranger among your relics? Macaroni and cheese dried in a pan, to-do list in an angular hand. Call Dad, pay bills, return movies, go for a run. What would I say to you, a man I know only through things? Bleach-stained bath towel, Beatles box set, slip from a fortune cookie. Something you lost will soon turn up. What sense does this make, a young man dead, one dead of 33? Policeman's card slipped under the door with a note on the back. Call your parents. Your key on my ring. A week to the day of April 16th, we all came to the drill field and gathered to honor the time that the shootings in Norris Hall happened. And at that moment, they began to ring a bell, a very large bell. And as they rang the bell for each victim, they released a white balloon into the sky. And after the 15 or 20 minutes, we weren't dismissed. We all just knew it was time to go, and we all dispersed and went back to what we were doing.
will not always write about what happened in April. However, I realize that what happened in April will always be in what I write. You know, it's one of those experiences that you can't extract from who you are or the way you see the world.
I think I will continue to write about it, particularly as I have a daughter who will be going to college in 4 years. And it's inevitable that it's going to get brought back up as I drive her to school and unpack her things in a dorm room and say goodbye. It's changed my home in a lot of ways.
I'm going to run out of things to say about it. I've already started to have private thoughts about it, which I'm not going to tell any of you. Partly because it's my private business, and I think there's that silence that I'm going to elect to go with the event because I've said enough for public consumption, and I've already done it in a poem. The poem is over. I've done my public speaking. It's now about going private with it. The student I knew appears as a queen of basketball, leading a franchise to victory. She dunks the basketball with her left hand while waving to me in the audience with her right. She tells me poetry works best if left to its own devices. And I believe her without question, not for what she said, but how she makes it sound like something that was there waiting to be said. Something that once said cannot be denied. And though she was young, she looked even younger in a baggy uniform and trainers, much like a girl on the verge of becoming a woman, or a woman still two parts the girl.
There are dozens of different podcasts now available from the BBC, including news, documentaries, science, business, arts and sport. The details of them all go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.